You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Teller. Some soon-to-be-released music from guitarist Dave Stryker and his long-standing trio of B3 player Jared Gold and drummer McClenty Hunter from the album Blue Fire, recorded at the legendary Van Gilder Recording Studios in New Jersey. We heard a tune from Stryker called Van Gilder's Place. 36-year-old New York City-based tenor saxophonist Chad LB from his recently released album, The Shadow of Your Smile, that was the title track, that saw him working with pianist Laia Gregorian, bassist Ben Tiberio, and drummer Mike Pilote. And the set started with music out of the Toronto jazz scene from Cuban-born Canadian pianist Hilario Duran and his Latin jazz big band. Off the album Cry Me a River, we heard Night in Tunisia, with some solo work from alto saxophonist Paquito de Rivera and bassist Roberto Occhipinti.
There was a fella named Jefferson who tearing up in the band. A vocalizing phenomenon. They used to call the big man. He would think like a sage, sing like a horn, and there on the stage something special was born. He would swing, did-di-dat. He was the cat. He sang with Moody in 57. He put the lyric to bop. When little Benny came down from heaven, he put it over the top. Jazz was hot in the east, cool in the west, but his vocalese, it was simply the best, because man couldn't be scat. He was the cat. Benny was hip but wise as an old man, taking a trip to celebrate cold man, letting it rip on body and soul. Man, I know what he'd do. The poetry flew. A founding father was Jefferson, yet he never got the acclaim. We're here to tell you that he's the one that the vocalese in the game. He would dig sitting in, blowing a hit, and then he would spin out a story to fit. He was some acrobat, he was the cat.
And we're all tipping our hat. He was the cat. Thank you.
Going out this week with the sounds of the New York City-based ensemble Mike Ledon's Groover Quartet, celebrating 20 years working together. That's Mike Ledon on the B3, Eric Alexander on the tenor, Peter Bernstein on the guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. From the album Turn It Up, Live at the Side Door, music recorded in September 2024 at the Side Door Club, we heard the track Blues for Edith. Recently released music before that from 15-year veteran of the Western Canada music scene, drummer Neil Gray, from his debut album called In the Streets. We heard It Wasn't, Was It? With pianist Bruno Hubert, trumpet player Julian Borkowski, tenor player Corey Weeds, and bassist Conrad Good. And the set started with music from the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet that brings together Ginny Carr, who wrote the music, lyric, and did the arrangements, as well as Robert McBride, Holly Shockey, and Andre Ancenet, music out of the Springfield, Virginia area. From their album, Hustling for a Gig, we heard He Was the Cat. a tribute to Eddie Jefferson. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.